Blog Talk Radio.
God, we give your name praise on this evening. We thank you for these words of Wednesday. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us up this far in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Hallelujah, that your mercy and your blessings are new every morning. We thank you, God, for the favor that follow us on a daily basis. Now, Lord, as we pray, allow your words to minister to us tonight. Allow your words to illuminate our understanding. Allow your words to give us the courage and boldness and the zeal and passion to pursue everything that you want us to obtain and possess in life. Now, God, we find the Holy Spirit that is not of you. We cancel any signs of the enemy. We say, Lord, have your way. We silence every curse. We break every chain. And we say, Lord, we thank you for freedom in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, glory, glory. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank God for those watching, those assembled. The Bible says, to take not the assembling yourselves together, even as we see the day approaching. So we thank God for church. Thank God, amen, even for modern technology, where we can tune in the name of Jesus. So much to cover. And we're going to go right into the Word, the Old Testament book of Esther. We're going to start in the book of Esther. Hallelujah. And as I read, I'll just share what we're going to talk about tonight in the book of Esther. Thank you, Lord. Nehemiah, Ezra, and Esther, they all of the same story unfolding. But we thank God. It's just amazing. It's the only book where Jesus is not mentioned. But it's something about Esther that we know he's all in the book of Esther. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. For God, who's not even mentioned. We thank God. Amen. That he's going to speak to us through the life of Esther tonight. Esther chapter number 4, verse number 11. I'm going to start reading because there's a scripture that we're going to get to tonight. Esther 4, chapter. Fourth chapter, verse number 11. Amen. Hallelujah. If you did say, I have it, Pastor. Amen. Esther chapter 4, verse 11 says this, people of God, all the king's servants and the people of the king's prophets do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come to the king and to the inner court, who is not called, there is but one law of his, to be put to death, except as to the whom the king shall hold out the golden sepulchre that he may live. But I have not been called to come in to see the king. Verse 12. And they shall Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall the enlargement and deliverance arise for the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and knowest not whether you are come to the kingdom for a time such as this. Then Esther said, return this answer to Mordecai. Go, gather all the people together, all the Jews that are present with you, and shush, and fast for me. Don't eat, don't drink for 3 days and 3 nights. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so I will go before the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to what Esther commanded. And I'm going to talk about just our time and it being our turn. It's your time and it's your turn is what I simply want to talk about today. I took this word and I remember even as God gave me the title, it's your time, it's your turn. I quoted it from some other scriptures before, but I'm looking at Esther tonight before God because Mordecai, Esther, and the Jewish people are in a predicament. Haman coerced the king so much so that a genocide and annihilation of the Jews is about to take place. So much so that Esther
is right now in the palace. And Mordecai, her uncle, who took her in as an orphan. And God told me, even I was preparing to us, the people of God, that we are in a day where we need to probably more than ever rely on family relationships. Amen? It takes a village to raise a child, that's the old African proverb, but even if I look at Mordecai giving Esther the opportunity, Mordecai was a prominent figure in Jewish people and Jewish nation, and Mordecai took Esther after her parents died into his home. Now, Vashti, who disobeyed the king, Vashti was queen, but she disobeyed the king, and now there's a vacancy, and the king is looking for a new queen. So he summons all the virgins in the region, and Esther is one of the virgins that is summoned into the palace to be noted as queen. Now Esther has found favor with God. Esther has found favor with the keeper of the house. Esther has found favor with the guard. Esther has found favor with the king. And now Mordecai is saying to Esther, I know you have fear. And why you have an honest fear? Because you said, no one comes before the king except they be summoned. And if you go before the king without being summoned, there is but one law to be put to death. But Mordecai admonishes Esther, and she says this, and he says this to Esther. He says, and that's why we talk about this by time and this by turn. Listen, God has put you in a prominent position. God has placed you in a position where you can save an entire people. God has positioned you in such a position that I don't think it's a coincidence that you even have the ability to go before the person that can change the circumstance of the entire Jewish nation. And Esther says, well, go before God, pray, fast, and I'm going to go before the king, and I'm going to take a chance. And he says, you have come for a time test in this. And God is saying to us tonight, even as I speak, there's a door that God has opened for you right now. I said right now, there's a door that is wide open for you. I don't know what you need from God, but Jesus is in John, the Gospel of John, he says this by himself. He says, I am the door. Glory be to God. And I never forget to talk about a little bit on Father's Day, but when the door came open, amen, for me to change it, me to see opportunity for change, I went through that door. And I thank God I'm not walking through that door. Amen, somebody. Because that's what grace is all about. If we were talking about last night, the grace of God gives you and I the ability to change. You and I the ability to change our circumstances, amen? And Esther has a wonderful opportunity. The story goes on and it unfolds that Esther becomes queen. Esther does get to the place where she saves her Jewish brothers and sisters, but Esther took a risk. Esther took a chance, amen? But she prayed and she fasted and she trusted God. We talked about on Sunday, there's a level of trust that God wants us to get to where we just trust God. Proverbs chapter 3, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Amen? Now go to Exodus chapter number 23. We're talking about it's your time and it's your turn. It's good to see everyone tonight. Amen? To God be the glory. Good to see everyone tonight. It's your time and it's your turn. We can get some promises that God promises you and I. There's so many promises that God gives us. But as God brought the people of God out of slavery, out of Egypt, and he's about to transition them and take them into a promised land. Right now, they're in the desert. Right now, they're in the wilderness. But God is giving them a word. Sometimes all we have is a word, church. Sometimes all we have is prophecy. Sometimes he says, my word will not come back for you, but it's going to accomplish that which I sent you to do. He says, I'm going to hold my word to perform it in your life. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by right every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yes, I'm going to be sensitive, but I thank God for the word that's keeping me. I thank thing out of the word is rising up in me. When life is overwhelming me, when life is blessing me, when life's trying to push me back to what I'm trying to get out of and what I'm trying to come from, when life is roaring against me, I thank God that I know some word. Amen. I don't care what it is. Whatever comes to my mind, I'm going to start to quote it. I'm going to start to put it in atmosphere. No one can go against me will prosper. I'm going to conquer it. Who gives me strength? Hallelujah. I can show this. I can procure the people. I try to be under the word and put the word on it. Because the enemy tries to put fear in us. Amen. When you can't pay your bills, when your family is going through, when you look at the economy, when you look at what's going on in the world, fear is about to come in. And that's why God is about to speak to his people. He says, before you go into the wilderness, there's going to be certain enemies out there. But look at Exodus chapter number 23, verse number 20. Listen to what the word says. Exodus 23, 20. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into a place I have prepared for you. I'm about to have a great day, but I can keep reading. Amen. Goodbye. I'm so glad this is a place that God has prepared for me and has prepared for you. Verse number 21. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, nor for my name is in him. Go down to verse number 24. Look at verse number 24. I'm sorry, verse 25 and 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread, and he shall bless your water. He's going to take away sickness from the midst of your people, and there shall nothing cast in him in Washington Church, nor be found in the land. The number of your days will be fulfilled. I just need to talk a little bit about what we just said in the Word of God. He said to the people, right now this is the Word of the Lord. He said, I'm going to send my angel before you to prepare a place for you that I have destined for you to walk in. How many of you believe, glory to God, that there's something about the physical angel that's watching over your life? There's something about the invisible angels and the invisible angelic hosts that we cannot detect with the natural eye, but God is saying there is something watching over you called my angelic hosts. Oh, come on, somebody. I just believe it.
He says, but if you
shall indeed obey the voice of God and do all that I see. Let me verse number 22 real quick. I don't know how to see how I get that. Verse number 22. But if you shall indeed obey the voice of God, then I will be an enemy unto your enemy, and an adversary unto your adversary. Somebody cannot get me to hold your peace. Just take your hand off that situation. I know some people are disliking you, maybe dishonoring you, maybe disrespecting you, but God is saying, hold your peace and let me fight that battle. I will be an enemy to your enemy. And it's so hard not to retaliate. Can I just speak for myself? I grew up in North, my wife and I will be my grandson because from a little boy up, I have four older brothers. They always put into my head and to my psyche and to my mind and go and bring a little every group and let nobody ever call you. It's not about going to be true. It's not about going to be happy with yourself. It can be a danger for you, and I was called to walk right through. Don't cross the street because that's fear. I'm just looking at how I grew up. And then sometimes I'll be for 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And I never got robbed. I mean, this is what I'm going to do. I never got stuck up with a pistol. I never got beat that much. You can't be stuck up with a pistol. Because God was watching over me. I grew up as a Christian, but I had a prison problem. I was a Christian. I was not a Christian. I was not a president of my ass. My mother was like, I was 12. She came up with my friends, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. She's like, I have a vehicle. We walk home, but I had a praying mother. And somehow I was coming out of the church. I would see her light on. What would be God? And I knew that she was going to rest until her baby got home. But I hear from some of the other promises, I'm going to be an enemy to your enemy. I am going to provide. That's what that word means. I'm going to bless your food and your water. Church provides is always going to be shut. There's always going to be provision of necessities. We miss it, and here is the American culture. Here is how it's so hard to have a culture like the living culture of the United States of America, where so much is accessible and so much made available to us, where He's going to give you your necessities. But we would call some of our wants needs. Can we tell the truth? I said some of our wants we're defining as needs. And we put a strong word of need on it, but God said, no, that's not a need. That's a strong desire. That's a want. But my God shall supply all of your needs. I'm according to the scriptures of Christ. Now, if God wants us to suffer what we want, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to be able to see the thing. I'm going to bless the food and the water and watch this. Verse number 25. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. When I was battling cancer 2 years ago, my wife and I gathered all the healing churches. I had no idea there were going to be healing churches in the Bible. And I had a notepad like this. And I put all the healing churches down. And I began to get colder, and I began to meditate on them, and I began to roll them around in my mind because I thank God that I have good retention of certain words and memories. And as I took radiation, and as I went through treatment, and as I went through chemotherapy, I would call these churches church. All the healthy scriptures that I can think of, I will call them inside, and it will be just coming off, and something I don't even remember. But this one I remember that I will take away sickness from the midst of you, glory to God. And I will quote it as I was on the radiation table. And I will quote it as I was getting chemotherapy. And I will quote it as they throw me into surgery, glory to God. And the reason I'm standing before you cancer free right now, because he took a sickness from away from me. And right now, I'm a When not get through.
Amen.
This world is for us to light and salt the world. If we talk about how gracious Jesus is, our marriage should be working.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, Lord. I said we can't make positive in the name of the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We can't make positive kids in the name of the world. And this is how we get us through John 15, verse number 1. Jesus is all in my Bible. This is Jesus speaking himself. I am the true vine, and earth is the one. And my Father is the husbandry. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word. You can talk the word all day. You're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Look at verse number 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit will remain. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I'm going to talk about the power of names for a while. When I said Jesus and my church just slid and came into the bank. But church, we got to use the name. The world is offended by the name. When the president of the United States spreads on the Bible, they came to praise in the name of Jesus at the inauguration. What kind of oxymoron is that? And it shows us that the name, the world is trying to get rid of the name, but we who are believers know there's power in the name. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. But what does he say is, when he says, abide in me, remain in me, stay in me, and he's saying simply this. When the enemy try to keep you out of church, try to keep you not to read your word, try to keep you not to pray, try to keep you not walk by faith, but walk by sight. That's the enemy trying to keep you not to abide in Christ. Because when you stay connected to the word, stay connected to church, stay connected in prayer, stay connected by faith in him, now you're abiding. It's like my permanent home address, my residence. Guess what? We've abided there for over 20 years. Amen. I've been a Christian for almost 25 years, and I've been giving up my home life for 30 years. Now, for the last 25, I've been abiding in the things of God. And I have seen fruit as a result. But when he says, when you bear fruit, I'm going to pray to you that you will bear much more fruit. Sometimes as believers, and this is why we have to grow and get more mature spiritually. Because there are some painful processes that you and I will go through that's for our good. I said it's painful, but it's part of the process that God has to do in us to bear more fruit. When we're going through our business family, going through our marriage, it was painful. Amen to God. And if we bear more fruit, our marriage is 50 to 60%
divorce.
Second-time marriages is somewhere 70 to 80%. And there are many reasons: the kids, money, lack of communication, all kinds of drama, former relationships. And you get to your third marriage, now it's up to the 90 to 100%, while that marriage will probably not work. Come on, somebody. But this is my final and second marriage. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for
principles, and doesn't matter what the
how many people are getting accused from the world? Television and music and drama and social media. And God is saying some of that stuff has creeped into our homes. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes, even as parents, God is saying, raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And we got to be the ones that they take the cues from. We got to be the ones that teach them respect and honor. We got to be the ones to show them the most excellent way, which is the things of God. Now, he has the sickness unto death. And the Bible says, instead of receiving the negative bad report, instead of receiving the negative God, say, you might as well get your house about it, because you know it's sort of a false God. And the guy says, no, I'm not going to just receive that. I'm rejecting that.
Yeah.
And Pastor says, this is the reality that you're in time. I see you're a prophet. I can witness it. I get the word of the Lord that I'm going to not recover from this illness. But he turns away from that and turns to the wall and he prays. And in my God, I've been trying. I've been serving you. I've been fighting. I've been reading scripture. I've been trying to break my tongue. I've been trying to live better than you better. I've been trying to serve you. God, I've changed. God, I'm different. God, I love you. And he gives a whole bunch of this of why God should pay attention to this prayer. See, sometimes when we pray, the reason we don't believe God to answer our prayer, come on, is because there's some things in our life that are speaking to us about what we pray. There's some things that we're caught up in. There's some situations. There's some involvement in areas that we don't wish to no longer be in that try to cancel out our prayer. I'm still telling you, and God tells you, and one thing is on you, you are supposed to be wrong.
Come on.
You are supposed to put in mercy in your heart. You are supposed to put your child in front of the sick. In front of the sick. In front of the sick. I need you to go to the sick. Know that I have grace. Know that I have mercy. Know that I have taken chicken. No matter how faithful, no matter how shit your prayer, doesn't matter what you're doing. Yes, I'm going to live right. Yes, I need to be sanctified. Yes, I need to be holy. Why? Because now the enemy is here accusing of the brother, and he's in your head as well as the voice of the Holy Spirit. But this life is so powerful. And that's why he said, I see your kids, I've heard your prayer. And I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to add 15 years into your life. I'm going to turn that negative report around. I'm going to turn that circumstance around. I'm going to turn that situation around. Hezekiah, because I'm honoring my word. You've been faithful over a few things, and you remind me how you have been faithful. So God is simply saying, you know, therefore, there's no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ. Amen? And my first thing that we are saying, I shared this touch of my offering, that there was such conviction, there was such guilt, that I'm a new baby, that there was such condemnation. Because I'm trying to transition from the world into the church. Amen?
Amen.
And some of us, it doesn't matter how long we've been in here, if we start at John 15, there's always going to be a transition. There's always going to be a
yes.
There's
yes.
Always going to be a love to see. That's why I'm going to talk to your son. Oh, God, I'm going to be moving. Oh, God, I'm going to be moving. If you do this, if you are a student, what's happening in 2080? Do you have to be 2017? What's happening in 2017? We're going to have to admit it. What we are and where we are is because of what happened yesterday. It's what we were and where we were. The decisions we made are here. God is always here. Come on, talk about it. In the name of Jesus. And God is saying, in this new season.
New season.
In this new day, when we lose opportunity, I will recognize that when you pray, yes, I will be proud of that, but when you pray, knowing that Heavenly Father That is not different from your confirmation. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, glory, 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 glory. We are glory. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4. This is not my city church.
Thank you, Lord.
But sometimes there are so many Christians, they stop coming to church. They don't feel worthy. They feel worthless. They're restless. They feel guilty. They feel ashamed. They feel condemnation. And God said, that's not my word.
Amen.
That's not my word.
Amen.
I need to become holy and strong. If we jacked up,
come on.
If we just the altar where we can get together, are we going to lose that? Are we going to get access? Are we going to take advantage of what God is saying? Because there were times in my life where I was just committed. Can I be honest?
Yeah, yeah.
In the church that we came from, with the United Presbyterian Board, they did what we call a lot. Mega church. And for the mega church, you would think of up to 1,000 people. You think it also would have mega people. But not so. Because the enemy gets into the ball talking about how sinning is what we're talking about and what we're doing. The enemy thinks it's so that we're not worthy. But I have not teaching up until that point to say, listen, I don't care who sees you walk down here. I don't care.
After the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Look at verse number 14 is what I'm trying to get to. Seeing this, that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold God our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched without feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted just like we are, but without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in our time of need. Walking in the spirit of humility is a wonderful thing. We need to walk in humility. But walking in humility never means to come to God's altar or come to God's throne of grace timidly. Amen? In other words, you don't come in fear.
Yeah.
You have to come to God's altar expecting God to hear your prayer and answer your prayer. He said sometimes we're not resting. In other words, we're anxious, we're nervous, we have anxiety, we have stress, we put pressure on ourselves, we're so overwhelmed because we're not resting. It could be building, it could be sickness, it could be your family going through, it could be so many cares in this world. But he said the reason it didn't happen, number one, they didn't make the world of faith, number two, unbelief. What does it mean to make the word of faith happen? Faith without works is dead. There are many, many, many Christians who know the word, but I don't see the works, and God don't see the works. Quoting the scripture, meditating on the scripture, memorizing the scripture is wonderful. But when you say, okay, God, you'll be good at the man's shirt, and you know you need a job. If you don't do the work of revising your resume, putting in the application, asking for references, asking for referrals, asking how they find, hitting the pavement, going looking job hunting, that's the work that I'm talking about. You need a job, but opportunity is not coming to your address, not to your letter, saying to you want this check. No, opportunity says, there's your open door.
Church, I just thank God, and we have a prayer line on Tuesday. Prayer works.
Amen.
And 24 years of being saved, I know my mother prayed for me. We can pray for our children. Y'all pray for y'all pastors. Y'all pastors can pray for y'all. And we see, is there a testimony anywhere? Is there a testimony anywhere where you can not ready to pray for your answer? You can not ready for prayer on your head. You can not ready for prayer on your head.
Cruelty. I have fainted
and let thy hand lead to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I didn't intend on reading all of that, but as I was reading, God said, keep reading. As I kept reading, he said, read more. I would have stopped waiting back and said, I would have gone to the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and I would have been disappointed with that. But he would have get all the way down to the end. I would need to wait on God. How we cannot quit in verse number 13. And how, like rejecting his father for scripture, he said the Lord was there for him. But then he said, this one thing, I'm going to pray and ask God for mercy. I'm going to pray and ask God to let things spirit for me. I'm going to pray because even when my enemies come against me, even when my enemies rise against me, he says, even in that I will be confident. They knew it was his time, they knew it was his turn, and knew that their reform against him will prosper. So, just even when chaos is all around, confusion is all around, God says, stay in your course, stay in his center, stay in Christ. Because when life is falling apart, when things are going to arrive and things are not going the way we want them to go, when your life becomes overwhelming, God says, if you stay in the core, if you stay centered, if you stay put, there is nothing like Job. You have a hedge around you. There's a supernatural protection around your life.
Yeah,
yeah. So because your time is your turn, I'm going to preserve you. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to be the one that will allow you to taste the fruit of your labor.
My God, my God.
So, church, the enemy's going to come like a flood. That's why I said, read out there, 43, I'm just going to quote it. When the enemy comes like a flood. Sometimes we're going to go through fire, we're going to go through water, but God said, stay centered, stay in church, stay prayed up, stay in the spirit.
Yeah.
Walk in humility.
Yes, God.
And trust me.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I almost gave it. I almost gave up.
Almost gave up.
I almost quit. But I'm breaking on God. He gave me courage.
Yes.
He strengthened my heart. He fortified me. And we go in, and David became king of Jerusalem and Judah. And God took his promise for David. If anybody can pray, you know your time, you know your turn.
God bless you.
You're pursuing your passion, you're pursuing your purpose. You're going after your dreams and your goals. Some of you are right there. I mean, you've got past that fear, you've got past that doubt, you've got past that unbelief, but you know you need God's blessing to do what man cannot do. Let us pray for you tonight.
Yes.
Come to the altar. Come to the throne of grace where you will give mercy. You will need God's favor. God wants to bless us, church. And his prayer is the vehicle. Prayer is the means to communicate with God. Prayer is the thing that God uses, that God wants to use to bring change into our lives. So if we pray tonight, and we believe in God tonight, God is a miracle performing God.
Yes, yes,
he is. God is still performing miracles, church. God is still doing the impossible, church. Wherever you are in this office, you can be an answer to the Lord. Father, these are your people who are called by your name. They have humbled themselves. They have prayed. They have turned from certain ways. And now, God, you said according to your word that you were healed of the land. So, God, go stand in the need of healing. Go stand in the need of deliverance. Go stand in the need of answers. God, I believe my faith right now is in the right place. I believe they're standing on holy ground. I believe, God, that you're raising their minds and thoughts of this spirit. I believe we break things in the church, God, that not be to the same way they came in. Now, in the name of Jesus, we every need, every devotional need, every physical need, every spiritual need, every mental need, every financial need, all in the name of Jesus. God, make a way out of our way. God, open the door that's not making shut. God, still look for a word of God. Oh, God, heal the city, and the illness, and the infirmity. Glory be to God. Dry up for us in the name of Jesus. Remove God. Remove the man and repair the rest. Now, God, we will do it by faith, and we are healed by your strength. Oh, you are glorious for our transgression. You are rude for our iniquity. Because the power of our feet was the power of you. And by your strength, we are healed. And God, I thank you for our life. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. God, touch your people. They give you new life. They give you new spirit. They give you fresh hands. They give you new anointing. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. So thank you for fresh oil. Thank you for your power. Thank you for our fresh anointing, God. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. So God, minister as only you minister. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Deliver in your hands. Heal in your life in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that the mind of Christ, oh, you are the mind of Christ. When I touch you, he gave you that word, the mind of Christ. Oh, come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Soon as I lay a hand in it, he said, the mind of Christ. If your mind is staying on me, Father, we will keep you in perfect peace. Glory be to God. The enemy's trying to shake in the world. The enemy's trying to move. The enemy's trying to do something, and God's trying to move me up. But God helps you. God is with you. That the Lord says, so. I know the word of the Lord is in your mouth. The word of the Lord is in your spirit. You are praying over your church. You are praying over your life. You are sitting at hand in God's word. And God says, I'm keeping you even in this moment. Oh, Lord. Oh. I'm hearing healing. Come on. I am not saying too much, but you're healed in Jesus' name. woman of God. Come on. Come on. There you go. See, that's why. That's where it's from. That's the anointing. That's where it's from. Oh, you want to come on, 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 you have to do this to me. Come on, you know. You come on, you know, 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 he says, my whole life will move in. So God's all over my life. There's not what you see, what you hear. God has you, daughter. God has you. He's going to be stuck with that new one, you're in that new one. He's going to be a fresh fire. Keep that fire in there. Keep the ritual. Keep that fire in there.
I'm thinking about the closeness. In the life of Joseph,
He gave Pharaoh a dream. Let's look at this picture. There were 7 years of plenty and 7 years of lack. I should see you in seasons of good things happening. It's not one season. It's not limited to one season. There's going to be a series of things happening good for you. There's going to be a multiplication of blessings. And God says, I need you to walk into that because I'm trying to get you somewhere in me where the enemy won't be able to shake you no more.
Yes.
So, God, I thank you for this one. That she's in a wonderful season.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a blessed time.
Yes.
So, God, I praise you and I thank you. In Jesus' name.
Give me a praise. Give me a praise. Give me a praise. From the Lord, and the power of the Father. Let the
But because you have to go the process, you have to
signing up and signing up and explaining.
Yes.
About what God is doing in his church, the lives of his people.
Amen.
And if I'm, because I was doing something, they tried to take me out. And I said, Lord Jesus, now I see why I had to go through that. It was because of what he is ready to do, what he's doing now in this season, if I'm in this time. Amen. Praise God. Put your hands together this time. We thank God for the word, praise, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are on Facebook Live, and we so many. We thank God for all the things. We thank God for you press your way out to the sanctuary because there's an impartation. You're walking out of here with something that you didn't walk in here.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. And as soon as you dance around, and as you walk off into this beach, things are getting ready to unfold in your life. Amen. Supernaturally, because of your prayer.
Yes.
Because you took the drive. Amen. If you cried for the stairs, you came to the sanctuary, God said, watch my word, that is going to hit your life.
Praise
the Lord. I believe in God for testimony. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go home. Amen. So we're going to bring out some offering. You can just give, put the basket on the phone. For those who desire to give, you can just give them your land, your heart, your for those who are online and have the desire to give, you can go to our website at www.sttmonline.org. Electronically, you can do so through the website at sttmonline.org. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to be traveling on the fourth Wednesday of this month. So, what's the fourth Wednesday of the month, baby? That you never get to.
Yes.
Women's Word Wednesday. So, we are not canceling Women's Word Wednesday. We will be having www. Next Wednesday. Amen. Amen. The Women's Word Wednesday, when I get up and I just begin to minister to the heart of the women. Amen. Because of all the legal duties with me. And deliverance has been taking place in the sanctuary.
Yes.
So we're excited about next week will be Women's Word Wednesday. Tell a friend, tell a girlfriend, tell somebody, a sister, a cousin. Look, come out to the sanctuary, amen, because this is something that's going to break loose up in here on next week, amen. God is going to move mightily in the sanctuary on next week, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything, thank you for the time that you have allowed us to be here for Word Wednesday, WWF Word Wednesday Fire, God. Lord, we thank you for our pastor and how you allow him to pour it out, God. We ask, oh God, to replenish him all tonight. We come against the spirit of backlash and retaliation. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against him or our household will prosper, oh God. We thank you for each and every person that pressed their way out to the sanctuary. God, bless them in their cars if they travel back home, oh God. Lord, bless those who view and talk about through the internet, oh God. Bless these offerings, bless those who tie for up tonight, God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, that you're doing a new thing, even on Wednesday night, God. So Lord, we just thank you and we go back to our homes. We leave this place and we do not leave your presence.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, that you're always with us. Never will you leave us. Never will you forsake us. So we go in peace and we ever praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for our guest for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come back to see you again. Hallelujah. We are always welcome. Your family. Your family. Amen. So go to peace tonight and serve our God. Remember our anniversary coming up on August the 12th. And baptism is on July the 15th. Amen. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
can make it when you can trust me. I hope you
got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 And then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a new car.
And I told her,
I was like, the first time I came here, he
prophesied
about a car.
Yeah.
And I got one.
And God didn't say anything to you?
He does. Wow. What's your name? Period.
Yep. Everything is tentative around prayer. All the information is there about the prayer line.
She has the word of God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I heard the mind of Christ.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay. Look at this. The mind of Christ is an understatement.
So you have, you're
putting
together a
four.
Really?
So the little jelly bread, my the little.
Well, the other bread I'm saying for the stomach chili.
Okay. Right.
So many people in the body of Christ don't understand how this really is. They still think it's about the essential.
Yeah.
It's about obeying him, filling the commandments.
Absolutely.
And so, we've had people that have been here for 3 years that are not obeying God, and they're living the abundant life. They're not living the abundant life of Christ.
Right.
So, they don't understand how it works. That's faithful, God. You've got to teach the word. So, that's like the stuff that's a little bit of a heart. You have to teach the person, you know, how this thing works.
Okay.
Because a lot of us have, a lot of people in the church don't really know.
Okay.
You're living the abundant.
You have to lay the foundation.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But put together a Christian curriculum.
Now, yeah, are you putting that into a book?
Because we have, as you look,
what's the name of the book?
One of My Steps.
Wow.
One of My Steps?
One of My Steps.
That's awesome.
That's your mom.
No, we have another sister in the ministry.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
My brother in law used to tell us she has a ministry in
Maryland. Oh, so, people in the family are. Okay.
There's something on you.
Thank you.
That God wants you in your family.
Oh, haven't seen that. The whole person out seems like. It's like, since my dad passed, everybody is.
Because you've been contained for too long. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a new, it's almost like electricity that's going throughout the current. Yeah. And it's a supernatural release.
All right.
For a time. I mean, you hear me when we're asking for a time such as
Yeah.
It's the now season. That's why the word is like, it's your time to see. It's not about us. But it is the now season for us to manifest God's glory in earth.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and that's what I'm picking it up from you. You had to come out of the organization.
That's what happened. And not everybody's going to tap into it. Not everybody wants to tap into it. I preached about traditions the other day. It's hard to break. I don't care what the denomination. The kingdom of God has shifted. You've been around church long enough to know that the church is not the same. So, his generation, the church is not the same. And it won't be, it won't go back.
By the time my children are out of college or in college, they are more into the church. You know, we raise them up, but we don't raise. We raise them up in church, but we don't raise them up in God.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. Give them their own relationship with God, their
yes.
own counsel with God. Like yes. They want to see God.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any religion.
Yeah.
You know, so
they don't have tolerance too much.
No. And
their God is already on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Okay. I think this is the first time his first really got answered. He was for me just moved here from North Carolina. You know, we were praying month after month, like, God, for us this year and this month. And so one day he went outside and he just met, I said, a friend closer than a brother. One day he went outside. One day he went outside and I said, how did you meet your friend? He's like, oh, this is my best friend. And now the boy goes to Catholic school. Now, I'm not even at that school. That was his last year at that school. And this is the last month of school without, this is the last month of school.
Uh-huh.
And they met each other. And now you cannot separate them.
Really?
They
just click like that. They
call me like, I mean, Star Wars, Avengers.
They like the same thing.
Marvel,
they like
the Marvel, Japan. But he went to school, to Catholic school, and they're not the same school district anymore, but they still remain friends.
Oh, no,
so when we talk about God answers our prayers, you can relate.
Yeah.
He's like, I have not relate.
Well, it's like, you can just see this is God.
Yeah.
And make sure they have this so special
perception. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a special way either.
Well, it's only God that can give you the right pairs in this generation, no matter what age you are. Maybe a teenager soon, but.
Well, we are right now, my niece and I are in transition. Yes. So we have to find God.
So you have.
And we're waiting on God and stay fighting.
Yes. Yes.
So we all believe in God. We I'm not doing it. I'm waiting on God. I'm not doing it. I'm waiting on God.
Right. Waiting on
God. We still have a testimony.
When she prayed over me, I'm telling you, it was nothing but God.
And you were repeating some of the things that I said.
Really? I mean, and today's stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She just said she talked to me. That was it.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're excited.
I know. Guys, safety back.
I know I did.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
I want to give it to She's like, nah.
We do have to get some money from the little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the huge cost.
Yeah. Thank you.
But we have mom.
Yeah. Well, all over
well, she said God told her to go back to school.
And finish
up the
degree.
Yeah.
She got to school that he really didn't want, but that's the school problem.
No, I know.
But that's my best. But you don't want them. Okay.
I'm always
going to get in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, God bless you.
Okay, thank you.